Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Red Sox, we go to the fifth inning, and we are joined by the guys who threw out the ceremony of first pitches tonight. Red Sox Hall of Famer Bob Stanley and his son Kyle Stanley. We've known Kyle since he was a baby from Winter Haven,
that's
of course,
right.
In spring training. Our rooms were right down the hall from one another. Jerry Remy was there, and Sam Mealy. And
Jerry, he threw it a better ball today. I barely got it there.
You're the Hall of Famer. Call strike. You didn't throw a spitter, did you?
No. I had rotator cuff surgery a year ago, and it's just starting to come back.
Really? Because you never were hurt as a pitcher other than when you fell taking out the garbage.
No, it was just it's called batting practice in the minor leagues.
Every day.
Usually 120 day pitches a game a day, and I'm as bad as 150.
1-1 is lined over the first baseman's head by Hernandez down the right field line toward the pesky pole. Mookie cuts it off, fires it into second. But close, but he's in there with a pop-up slide. And Cesar Hernandez opens the fifth inning with a rocket down the right field line. Now Haseley, who struck out his first time up. Well, Kyle, of course, we remember not only when you were a little kid, but then your dad retired, and what was it, a week later you found out that Kyle had a cancerous tumor?
January 9th, his birthday.
And that was what, your 10th birthday?
Ninth birthday.
Ninth birthday. Yeah. So you had the surgery right away?
Yeah, I had a surgery a year later after 6 months of chemo, a year of chemo and 5 weeks of radiation.
A remarkable story. And the pitch is in there for a strike. And, you know, the years I've been around, I haven't seen anybody do any more than Bob Stanley ever did for the Jimmy Fund. You were there every time you were asked, and you had some special bonds with kids when you were playing. And then you retire, and just a couple of months later, you have to use the Jimmy Fund.
That's right. You never know what's going to happen. You could be a superstar or whatever, and cancer always bites you, no matter who you are.
Outside for a ball, and I know at the time you were happy you did retire so you could be there.
Yeah, I had one more year left in my contract, and somebody told me to retire, so I retired. I got tired of them calling me Lou anyway.
The guys in the bleachers, the 1-1 swing and a miss. Nobody does the rake like you with the beach balls.
No one does that anymore. I don't see any beach balls
anymore.
Yeah,
don't bring the beach balls.
Well, no.
We don't want to encourage it, really, but because you had one swipe and
it's all over.
Yeah.
Can't hurt. Can't hurt anybody. It's a beach ball.
No. I got a letter one day from a little old lady wanting me to donate it to the kids. I said, ma'am, I wrote her back. I said, ma'am, you don't want what's on this ball.
The things they wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
1-2 is fouled to the left out of play. Well, you had a lot of fun with the bleacher bumps, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had a good time. When I signed my big contract, the one guy says, hey, Stanley, you're worth every penny you make. It's the dollars I'm worried about. And I started laughing. I said, you know something? I'm going to use that probably the rest of my life. And here it is, 40 years later, whatever it is.
1-2 to Haseley, a left-hand batter. Red Sox leading at 2-0 with a runner at first and nobody out in the fifth. Rick delivers, and it went behind him. Here's the runner to third, throw, and gets away from Devers, and here comes Hernandez to score. The runner at third arrived with the ball, and Devers didn't hang on. I don't know how it missed hitting the batter. It would have been a dead ball, but Haseley avoided it, and they get a run. It's 2-1, so it's likely a wild pitch and a throwing error. We'll see who gets the error, but it's 2-1. And a 2-2 count on Haseley. Rick doesn't throw many wild pitches, but he bounced that one.
Yeah, did that not hit him? At any rate, you learned very quickly, Bob, that they're passionate here.
Right? Oh, yeah.
saying that as you smile now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, for the most part, the Boston fans were unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know,
they care.
They care, and yeah, they're great baseball fans, and I understand if you do bad, you deserve a little crap, and but no, it's a great place to play, and I'm glad I only played here.
Wow, left side out of
play. So are they.
Well, Kyle, you had the surgery, what, 6 months after the treatments?
So I had surgery about a year after I was diagnosed and been cancer-free for the last 29 years.
Oh, wonderful. And you're a dad?
I have two kids, a 3-year-old Skyler and a 1-year-old son, Jordan, who just turned one a couple weeks ago.
And wonderful. You've done some running, haven't you?
I did. I ran the Boston Marathon for the Jimmy Fund in April.
That's awesome. First marathon? I mean,
I'd never run more than 3 miles in my life. I haven't run since.
So, one and done. Huh?
That's it, yeah.
But missed inside, so ball forward. Here comes Daniel Lavangie. And when were you pronounced cured? 5 years after that?
No, I think it was, you know, right after my surgery. They went in and removed the rest of the tumor and, cancer-free.
And you're working here in State Street, huh?
I do. I work down near Faneuil Hall, so I've been there for about 12 years now. So.
Doing government work?
Yeah, I work for a consulting company in Boston and doing some web system development. So
that's a remarkable story. Because we all remember so well when that happened, and your dad gave so much to the Jimmy Fund, and it was nice that he could be on the receiving end of some wonderful care for you. Here's Hoskins up, struck out and doubled. And the pitch home is in there for a call strike.
I saw a lot of these kids in the minor leagues.
Did you? Of course you did.
Yeah. Did you see Devers a lot?
I didn't see Devers a lot, but I saw this kid up. He killed us.
Hoskins?
Yeah, in Lehigh Valley.
Wow. Yeah, and you were at Buffalo in the Toronto system.
Good hitter.
It's the fourth walk for Rick, which is unusual. There's a high fly ball left center field. Jackie moving over. Benny there, too. And Jackie makes the catch in front of the track as Haseley retreats to first base.
Bob, what did you visited? You were so involved with the Jimmy Fund, not only because Kyle, but you got to know a lot of young patients of all ages at Dana-Farber through the years.
Yeah, one kid I went to see, he was terminally ill, and brought him my jersey, a bat, and ended up passing away. They put his jersey in the casket, and 5 years later, the doctor came up and says, when Kyle got diagnosed, he says, "You remember Devin?" I go, "Yeah." He says, "Well, Kyle has the same tumor."
Oh, my. So, wow.
So to this day, I believe that Devin looked over Kyle, helped him. You know?
I do remember when the young man passed away your uniform was so well cherished. Here's Harper, who hits one foul, third base side.
That was one of the best uniforms I gave away because I only have one left.
Number 46.
My wife yells at me all the time.
Only one left after all your years here?
Yeah. I just gave them away. I didn't.
Because you have no other teams in the big leagues other than coaching with Toronto because you only played for this franchise.
Nope. I have one white one left, and I have one that Roger gave me when I retired, with the description on them saying, "Nice, thanks working with you and all that."
Saved a few games for Rocket.
First one. Blew a couple, too.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I'll never forget that.
So does everybody.
Don't you have 160-some innings in 1983? And you were the closer. You had 33 saves.
No, 168 and two-thirds was 82. And then I had 145 and 83.
And I remember one game against the Twins. You came out of the bullpen the third inning. You pitched through the 10th.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Louis Aponte came in and gave up a home run.
Ron Washington, yeah. Yes. Every time I say Wash, I say Louis Aponte. Right. He smiles. Yeah. Highlight of his playing career. 1-1 to Harper. Now, Rick Porcello, of course, has a very good sinker.
Yeah. Well, I had Walden, went to Toronto, and he had a really good sinker. And now he's got away from it a little, but he's having a good year.
Fouled to the left out of play. What do you think of the launch angle, Bob, and the fact that pitchers are staying away from sinkers and trying to throw high fastballs.
No one throws a sinker anymore.
What would you do today? Would you still throw the sinker?
Absolutely.
It's your best pitch. Yeah. Pitch of your strengths, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, high fastballs get fouled off and your pitch count goes up. I mean, there's not that many people throw sinkers anymore.
And if you leave it waist high.
Yeah. They don't pitch inside anymore. I don't know. It's a different game. They need to sink it.
1-2. He's hit to left field and deep. This one is back, and it's into the monster seats. Opposite field home run, Bryce Harper. And the Phillies lead it 3-2. Harper's second career home run at Fenway. Hit one with Washington. His 27th. He has 92 RBIs. Priscilla pays for the walk preceding it. And just like that, the lead is wiped out.
Walks kill you. I stress that all the time about walks.
Well, there's a pitch that was hip high.
Yep, right down the middle.
And he can go the other way, which he did. We saw last night, and he didn't get cheated with his cuts either.
No. No, that's a nice place to for a lefty.
Yeah.
Freddie Lynn was awesome. Boggs was awesome here.
Devers.
Yeah,
Devers. The ball 11 times.
Oh, he's amazing. Gonna be a good one.
So just like that, the Phils have the lead. Here's Romano, walked and flied to left, low and away, ball one. Now, you recently retired as Toronto's AAA pitching coach. Were you still teaching the sinker to those who?
Yeah, whoever wanted to learn. I always try to teach the palm ball, and no one could get it.
Palm ball?
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah.
Here's
that
a
was my pitch to left-hand hitters. No one could do it.
Pop fly in the shallow center. Jackie gets it to retire Amoto for the first out. Yeah, that was a devastating pitch.
Yeah. I could throw that to Roy Smalley. I could tell him it was coming, and he couldn't hit it.
What did it, so a lot of our listeners never, what did it do that other pitchers did not?
I threw it with all the fingers on the ball, and when I released it, I threw it as hard as I could and took all the fingers off and just flicked it with my thumb. So they went with the action of my arm action. You know, that's what you're
thinking. They were getting the sinking fastball.
Yep, and they would be so out in front. I'll never forget when Zim was the third base coach in New York. I threw my facing Smalley, first pitch, fastball, strike one. First pitch, strike two, fastball. And then I looked over at Zim, and he just waved to me, said, bye-bye. And I threw him a palm ball. He struck him out.
Swinging strike by Dickerson.
Yeah. Kyle, what do you remember about? I mean, you were young all the time. Other kids with the Red Sox players. What do you remember about times in the clubhouse?
I mean, I grew up here. I mean, I used to hide in my father's locker. You know, when a pitcher came in and gave up a couple runs, I think one day he forgot I was in there. He came in and he fired his glove into his locker, and I was sitting there.
You got nailed.
Hit him right in the face.
Yeah, I got hit. He said, don't tell your mother.
Oh, wow.
It was great to see Joni a couple of days ago, filed to the left out of play, as you and Joni were here with three of your grandsons.
Yeah.
How many grandchildren?
Seven. I brought the three oldest grandsons, and there are 6, 6, and 4. And on the way home, Wyatt's 4. I go, Wyatt, I said, you want to come to a game soon? He goes, you know, Pop, I think I'm going to wait till I'm 7.
Because there were
he was wiped out. He
too
was,
long?
Yeah. You know, 4-year-old attention span's not too good.
2-2 to Dickerson. 3-2 Phillies, just like that. There's a foul to the left out of play. Did you have coming up at spring training some of the youngsters Toronto has now, like Biggio? And
no, I never had Biggio. Pitching-wise, we had Reed Foley, and he's got such great stuff, but he doesn't throw enough strikes.
Reed Foley?
Yeah.
We haven't seen him this year, but we will probably in September.
He didn't do too well last night in L.A. 2-2. I still watch those guys, you know.
Ground ball to third, stabbed at a hop by Devers, fires in time for the out that retires the side. Well, I'm so happy to see Kyle doing so well in life after what he went through as a 9-year-old. And Steamer, Red Sox Hall of Famer, always great to see you
here,
and your
Joe.
Wonderful family. One of our family's favorites, Bob Stanley. And Again, thank you for everything you've done for the Jimmy Fund.
My pleasure. Keep
Great
going.
To see you guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
After 4.5, 3-2 Phils on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.